Pleased to have with us now the head coach of the Browns, Pat Shurmur. Welcome back, and exciting stuff going on, man.
There is exciting stuff. I think we got a lot better yesterday. I feel so good about the guys we picked, Trent Richardson and Brandon Whedon. And normally on the day after the draft, you come in and you say, did we do the right thing? And I'll tell you, this is one morning when I came in and said, I knew we did the right thing for sure. And we're glad they're here. It was good to see them do their press conferences and be able to speak to the Cleveland media and have our locals get to know them a little bit. And they're terrific young men.
Well, you know, we can talk about their football quality, but I think the thing that did come across today, and we talked with it about them earlier in the show, they really want to be here, Pat. They really seem to embrace the idea of being Cleveland Browns.
Well, they're football players. When you watch them on tape and get to know them, you realize their personalities, they're all about business. But when you get to know them and behind the scenes, they got a great way about them. You know, life makes sense to them. They get it. And they really want to be here and help us win games and build this thing the right way. And so that's exciting. They get it. They're good players. And now they're ours.
It shouldn't come as a shock to really to anybody that this team ends up drafting a quarterback and probably ends up there shouldn't be a shock that this quarterback's drafted in the first round. I mean, this was a direction and a thought process that was kind of there and seemed to be pretty clear that you were going to have it on your radar and ultimately do something like this. But now that it's happened, and what do you see when you look at Brandon Whedon and what he can bring to this team and your thought process of getting that position the way you want it with a talent like this?
Well, I think when got a chance to evaluate Brandon, I saw all the things that you're looking for in a starting quarterback. And so we said, regardless of what the situation is here now, want him on our team. And, you know, he's a winner. He stood toe-to-toe with all the great quarterbacks that we're talking about in this year's draft, and he found a way to get a lot of victories. And so that's first and foremost. He knows how to lead his team to victories, knows how to get his team in the end zone. He's a very accurate passer. He's very mature, which I think our local media got a chance to embrace a little bit today in his comments. And he's a guy that we feel like can do great things for us.
And he just seems to, when you watch tape of him from his collegiate career, throw that, not just that tight spiral, but throw it with a lot of velocity. And I think about, and he made reference to the winds in Oklahoma being pretty strong, but the winds coming off of Lake Erie, the winds that you deal with in Pittsburgh and Baltimore and throughout this, in Cincinnati, throughout this AFC North, where big-armed, big quarterbacks kind of rule.
Well, I think we always look for somebody that's bigger and faster and stronger and all that, and he's got plenty of arm to make all the throws that you need to make in the NFL. And he's had success at the college level in situations where the weather wasn't always perfect. And so we looked at that a little bit. I think it's important that you have a guy that can has some arm and can throw a tight spiral. You know, you talk about arm strength, but when the weather gets bad, it's really how tight that ball spins is what keeps it online, and he can do that. I mean, evidenced by how fast he can throw a baseball.
Sure. So. How soon can you see? I mean, when you look at his age, the presumption would be it's not like you can wait a long time to put a young player in the lineup. He's still a relatively young man, but and he is fresh out of college. But it would seem that the process is going to be accelerated to get him going and maybe get him in the starting lineup.
Yeah, you're gonna find that I'm gonna shy away from talking about his age. I think there's advantages to him having some years under his belt. Although it was baseball, he was playing professional sports, and so he got a chance to learn what it is to be a pro athlete. It's tough sledding at times working your way through the minor leagues, and so I'm sure he learned a lot of things that'll help him as a first-year NFL quarterback. And there's a maturity there that I think is rare. This is a unique situation.
Right.
I wouldn't disagree with that, but there's advantages to the fact that that he's got some good solid years under his belt as he develops himself into an NFL quarterback.
And the obvious question, of course, with the addition of Whedon, what does this mean to the future of Colt McCoy with the Browns?
Well, at this point, we're spending our time getting ready for the draft this evening and then, of course, tomorrow. There's some things that we'll have to revisit regarding Colt. I will say this. He's like any player. He understands that there's competition, and every time there's a draft, we could draft a player that plays their position. And it wouldn't be any different if we had chosen a guy a round or two later. Mm-hmm. So, I've left messages for Colt. I haven't talked to him directly. I've made a strong effort to get a hold of him, and I will probably do that before this evening so we can talk. And, I think he understood that we were going into this draft to try to make our team better. And I think he would be the first one to say that we all have to do what we can to make the Cleveland Browns better. And so that's where we're at. And I look forward to when I can talk to him here, which hopefully will be in the next couple of hours.
Browns coach Pat Shurmur joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The other thing about Whedon and his coming from Oklahoma State, the system they ran there, and how much of a learning curve is there for him to learn your scheme, your version of the West Coast offense here?
I think he'll learn it quickly. He's a very smart guy. He gets it. You can't play quarterback at a high level without being able to process information and learn concepts and terminology. And, you know, we've got him started on it already. We brought him in today, obviously, for the press conference and basically to introduce him to Cleveland. And we got him a good quick jump start. And we'll keep it going until he comes back to town next weekend. Not this weekend, but the following weekend for our first mini camp with the rookies. And then he'll be here really throughout the month of May and June, where he'll get a crash course in what we do.
Trent Richardson comes aboard, and as many believe, if he's not the most dynamic player of the entire draft, he's certainly one of them, and a player that I know a lot of Browns fans were excited about having aboard. I want to ask you to sort of define why in a pass-happy league and in a league where you've really made your bones as a coach in the passing game, that having this running back as a premier pick for this team is really a cornerstone type of player, why you need to do that and what he can how he fits, I guess, in this whole concept of it's a pass-happy NFL, yet this running back can be such a difference maker for you.
Well, I think the passing game and the run game go hand in hand. And if you look at the teams that have had great years on offense, typically you'll find that they've had a way to throw it and run it. And the years in Philadelphia when we were outstanding on offense and when we got to St. Louis, although we didn't rank as high as right. as some of the people outside the building would like, we were half a game from winning the division with a rookie quarterback and Steven Jackson who rushed for over 1,000 yards. So, it's important that you can run the football. And when you hand the ball to a guy, you want him to be dynamic enough where he can score touchdowns. And I think we see this in Trent. He's a powerful runner, but yet he can be elusive. He knows how to finish runs. And although he's not tall, he is not small.
Right.
He's a very thick man.
Thick guy, yeah.
And he's a full-grown man. And I think he's a guy that we're looking forward to incorporating into our offense.
And it just seems like as you talk about the many dimensions that he has as a runner, these are the things you really need. You've had in the past, a power guy, which is what Peyton Hillis was, I guess more of a straight ahead between the tackles guy, but not really a guy who goes outside. Montero Hardesty offers those skills. It looks like in a Trent Richardson, it's all bundled into one package. He can pretty much do anything in the running game you need him to do as well as catch the ball.
Yeah, he's obviously established himself as an outstanding runner. He does a good job of taking care of the football. He's not a fumbler. He's excellent in pass protection. He catches the ball on check downs or when he's a primary receiver. And so he does all those things. And you heard him in his press conference. He wants to not only be a three down but a four down back.
Yeah.
And that's what you're looking for, a guy that wants to be out there. And he has the skill and ability to be there. So, obviously, he can't take every single rep on offense. And so it's very important that we develop the other guys that you've mentioned. And, you know, hopefully with Trent Richardson and then the other guys that we have at running back, we can get the production we need from the running back.
There's still so much draft to go. I know we're only talking about two guys, and this draft is far from over, and there's so much building of your football team that you want to commence with. But as we look forward to tonight and as we look forward to Saturday, how do you see the priorities coming together? And this is clearly shaped up as an offensive start to the draft, but do you see that trend continuing for this team into tonight? Are there some defensive spots you want to make sure you address? What's kind of the general mindset with knowing full well, I'm not asking you to give away all your draft strategy here.
Well, as it sits right now, we have two picks, and so we're trying to get two picks better. And I don't want to sound cliche, but we have what we consider to be needs. Now, they may not match what people think outside the building, but we're going to do what we can to get to answer some questions that we need to get answered, put talent on our roster, and address needs with the best players available at the positions that they play. And so that's the challenge. And as we've seen, I don't know if it's a word, but Tom Heckert has done an excellent job in draftsmanship.
I like that word.
Moving around. And you know, it's not a independent one-year deal. You know, when you accumulate picks from a year ago, it helps you do business this year, and so on and so forth. So so we're excited. We feel good about what happened yesterday, and we want to get better today and then finish it up, of course, on Saturday.
Do you feel as good about what's ahead now in rounds two and beyond as you did, say, going into round one, where you clearly had your plan and your ducks were in a row and everything came together really the way you wanted them to?
Well, we have players that we like throughout the draft
that
can help our team. You know, it's easier to predict what's going to happen in the first 10 picks. Now things start to get a little hairy, and so you have to have more guys available that you like at the point when you pick, just because of the sheer numbers involved. And so, you know, that's where we're at, and that's where all the hard work and preparation and all the evaluation of the players comes in now, is that second and third day. And so we want to try to, you know, have good success with the guys we pick.
Well, here's wishing Tom Heckert and the personnel staff and all of you really some good draftsmanship.
There you go.
The rest of the way.
I
like
definitely
it.
Not a word. And I'm
I'm making it a word.
I've been criticized for saying certain things, and I'm sure that'll be on that list.
No. This one's going to be a good one.
This is a fun word.
It's getting patented here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
And for the record, I know it's not a word.
All right, Pat Shurmur, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.